In the Bible, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul is writing to the church of Philippi, and he says this, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." Paul here has a clear understanding, and he's not fixated on the failures or the struggles or even the hurts of the past. I want you to know that Satan loves to remind you of your failures. He loves to remind you of your mistakes and even your regrets. But in Jesus, because of our relationship with Him, there are things that are forgiven and forgotten. The moment we ask for forgiveness, He steps in. We're not defined by our past any longer. Jesus makes us brand new. See, when we give our lives to Christ, we are not defined by the past. Oh, people may remind us of it, but Jesus states that He will give us a brand new life. When we commit our lives to Him, He puts us on a brand new journey. I want to encourage you, would you find a good Bible-believing church? Talk to the pastor there, and in fact, it could be Encounter Church. I'd love to see you here. But find someplace and plug in and let the Word of God become alive in your life. This is Chris Gray. I'm the lead pastor at Encounter Church in Sedalia, Warrensburg, and Lincoln. I invite you to join us for a service very soon. Can't wait to see you. But today, I want to encourage you. Would you go the distance? Would you run the race? Would you pursue God?